Thank you. Next item, 1130, please.
Amend the heavy vehicle use tax code to remove the four-year revenue target.
Colleagues, the revenue projection for the heavy vehicle use tax, the HVT, was created based on the best available information at the time the tax was originally enacted in May of 2016. The actual revenues and the timing of these revenues varied significantly from the original projection. A substantial portion of the variance was due to the appeals process that was directed by council subsequent to the formation of the revenue projection used to set the original tax rate. To make up the variance by assessing at a higher rate in the later years of the tax, which is prescribed in current city code, would result in a material increase in the HVT rate. After considering the options and the feedback from various stakeholder groups, it was determined that the best approach would be to remove the rate adjustment provision in the code and keep the HVT rate at the same over the 4 years of the HVT. And we have a number. Thomas Lanham, I guess you're going to kick us off. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I am. Thank you very much. I'm Thomas Lanham. I'm the Revenue Division Director of the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services, and we have some staff here from PBOT and Revenue. Should you have questions, the heavy vehicle use tax was passed by Ordinance 187743 on May 11th of 2016, just prior to a ballot initiative, Initiative 26173, passing on May 17th of 2016. The ballot initiative established a 10-cent gas tax in Portland, and the HVT, the heavy vehicle use tax, was established by the City Council. And is 2.8% of the Oregon weight mile tax paid by heavy vehicles. So PBOT and the Revenue Division created a joint forecast for the heavy vehicle use tax, or the HVT, based on the best available information at the time the tax was enacted. Based on this analysis, we believed a rate of 2.8% would yield about $10 million over 4 years. $10 million was the target revenue figure based on a PBOT analysis of the road use split between heavy vehicles paying the HVT and passenger vehicles paying the gas tax. In hindsight, the actual tax rate needed to meet the $10 million target is about 4.5%. The projection was overstated for two primary reasons. First, it was a new tax, and PBOT and Revenue were working with imperfect information and had to make assumptions about who would ultimately pay and how much. And second, subsequent to the ordinance passing, at the direction of council, PBOT and Revenue created an appeals process for de minimis or immaterial driving activity in Portland that resulted in substantial reduction in revenue. Because all parties recognized the projection was based on imperfect information in 2016, the 2016 ordinance also granted the Revenue Division the administrative authority to adjust the tax rate in later years to meet the $10 million target. We are here before you today to have that code provision removed because the rate required to hit the target represents a 60% increase above the tax rate, and that's not what anyone intended back in 2016. PBOT management, as you stated earlier, Mayor, consulted with stakeholder groups, primarily the Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee and the Portland Freight Committee. After considering options such as increasing the tax rate, extending the tax for a fifth year, or a combination thereof, PBOT management and stakeholder groups unanimously determined the best approach is to remove the rate adjustment provision in the code and keep the rate the same over the 4 years of the HVT. So again, the ordinance before you today would accomplish that. And again, we have staff here from PBOT and Revenue to answer any questions you may have.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for the presentation that outlines the problem. I'm concerned about the outreach and what we're having discussions with the community, because it was very contentious back in May of 2016 about getting this tax passed. The council members signed a letter saying that the trucks would pay their fair share, and that's what this was calculated to do. So Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fish, and I each signed that letter, and that was basically a promise to the voters. So knowing that this is not a permanent, that the gas tax itself is not a permanent measure, it's got to go back to the voters, what impact does this change have on whether the voters are going to believe that, in fact, the trucks are not paying their fair share?
Well, it would be difficult for me to speculate about what voters might think, But I think there's a couple of things here, and I'll defer to PBOT as well on a piece of this. But the statewide HVT actually was increased subsequent to the establishment of the city's HVT. And there's some state shared revenues on that. So we actually have seen or are expecting to see some increased revenues related to that that may partially or may fully offset this reduction. We don't have that data yet.
Well, when will you have that data? You're talking about House Bill 2017? Because
yes.
if that is the case, then you should be then that would should factor into the total the $10 million that was expected to be made. So I'd like to have those numbers before I vote on this.
If I may.
Yeah.
If I may, Commissioner Fritz, those numbers were reviewed by PBOT. So we took, when we built our new forecast, looking at what would be the maximum rate required or the minimum rate required in order to make us whole on that $10 million that we were supposed to bring in over the four-year period, we reviewed it against ODOT statewide weight mile forecast. Which does now countenance the increase under House Bill 2017, so the 25% increase that came in January 1st of this year. And with that in mind, we were still short, and that would still require the increase of up to 60% compared to what the current payments are from our HVT payers.
Yeah, so that just says that the trucks are not paying their fair share.
It certainly says that we would need a higher rate in order for them to bring in the $10 million that was required.
I think this is something that we need to be very careful about because I think the gas tax itself has been a great success. It has not raised gas prices in Portland compared with adjacent jurisdictions. I live close to adjacent jurisdictions, and the gas prices, there's no noticeable increase. So I think it's been very effective, and certainly the fixing our street projects that are going on all over the city are crucial infrastructure, and we need to be able to continue to get that revenue. So we should be very careful about doing anything that's going to impact whether or not the voters would reapprove the gas tax. And I'm just trying to think in my own mind, what would the voters' pamphlet state in that case? Because people would come in and say, well, the trucks are not doing what they said they were going to do.
And I don't have a clean answer for you. I think, you know, obviously that's a policy question for the council. I think the split that was contemplated relative to road use was something like 87%, you know, smaller vehicles that would pay the gas tax and 13% heavy vehicles. We could certainly do some math to see what the delta is here, where we stand now. In other words, I think we might be closer to something like 90, and I'm going out on a limb here, but maybe it's 90-10, something along those lines. So
I think that's important because even though 60% is obviously a lot, it's 60% of a small number. So, it's the other way to argue it is that we set it too low in the first place.
Yes, that's fair. And I think that's why the council gave the Revenue Division the authority to make this adjustment without coming back, because we all knew the rate was our best guess at the time. It was just that it was much lower than anyone anticipated it at the 2.8%.
So another approach would be to have a resolution for public comment that would say we're going to increase the truck tax rate to get the revenue, and then we would hear from the truckers, we would hear from the public.
Certainly that's an option the council has.
Any further questions? Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have two people signed up, Jennifer Rollins and Maggie.
Thank you.
So I just want to say that I think all vehicles on oil should be taxed, and we should take that tax and put it towards electric chargers for electric cars and bicycle lanes for scooters and bicycles and alternative forms of transportation and pedestrian walkways and all sorts of other ways to get around. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Rollins, and I chair the Fixing Our Street Citizen Oversight Committee. And so I wanted to be here today to just give a little bit more background on our discussions, because we did have a long and heated discussion about some of the issues that Commissioner Fritz was just raising. You know, we reached our unanimous decision as kind of a compromise because, you know, there were some unintended outcomes of the heavy vehicle use tax the way that it was put together. But one of our biggest hesitations is that not only did you make a promise to voters, but there's been a long history. Ever since there was a gas tax, there's been a weight mile tax associated with it, and they've always gone in concert based on the impact of different types of vehicles. And it was such an important issue to voters that it's actually the state is required to do that as part of the Constitution of the state of Oregon. Obviously, the city is not bound by that, and you can make your own decision. But, you know, it was, as Commissioner Fritz alluded, a contentious topic. There was a lawsuit filed against the ballot measure. And, you know, making this change now is really abandoning that commitment. I personally, not on behalf of the committee, personally would argue that 13% is too low. And I'd be happy to talk about that another time in another 3 minutes. But you know, you're really walking away from that. And the committee's sense was that we would be willing to support this time in interest of getting projects done and fixing our streets if the freight community would be willing to change their list of projects so that only the money that was coming in was going to the freight community's chosen projects. In interest of keeping fixing our streets really successful and the projects going and having a great outcome at the end of this four-year pilot project. So I wanted to share that background because I think it's important as you talk about this issue.
Thank you.
I'm just puzzled why. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Could you just tell us a bit more about why did you come to consensus that, you know, you just gave some arguments about
right.
why not, and then if the freight... If there's less money for freight projects, those are some of the most important to people in communities. We hear from folks in St. John's and elsewhere all the time that those freight projects are really important for neighborhood safety as well as for getting the freight moving.
Sure. You know, we were concerned with having ongoing support. And we did find it compelling that, you know, the rate was such a big change, and it was something that was, you know, really, and it was an unanticipated result. The number of appeals wasn't part of the original thinking. You know, the committee is not just made up of neighborhood folks. It does also have representatives from the freight community. You know, our committee is supposed to represent the entire spectrum. So I think the sense was that this compromise that the freight community rethink what their priorities were and tie the spending to the amount that they've collected was a way to keep the committee, you know, unified and, you know, moving forward.
Thank you. It's really helpful that you came to explain this. Thank you.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, I was going to just agree with Commissioner Fritz's assessment. I mean, I heard this issue when I was PBOT commissioner, and I probably signed off on this approach. But the more I think about it and the more we discuss it, I feel that this could be an action that would come back to haunt us. And I guess I'm looking for maybe a little more daylight on it.
Well, I wrote a great letter to the PBOT leadership, and I'd be happy to share that with you.
Okay, yeah. But this is a first reading?
It's a first reading.
Okay.
Right? So there's time to take some action.
Okay. Yeah, if you could share that letter, it'd be great.
Sure.
Thank you for taking time to join us today. Yeah. Very, very helpful. And I join with two of my colleagues in having some concerns about this. And I'm going to need more information as well. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.